Rebecca Schultz, Alberta's Minister of Environment and Protected Areas, is advising municipalities to begin making drought preparations for the 2024 year with drought conditions expected. During summer 2023, several water basins reached critical drought conditions due to low rainfall and high temperatures, Schultz says in the letter. The world is also experiencing El Niño, a global phenomenon occurring for the first time in 7 years. It's causing less snow and rain, along with higher temperatures, heightening the potential for significant drought into spring and summer 2024, particularly in southern Alberta. Water conservation will be of utmost importance, Schultz says. The government of Alberta is closely monitoring the situation and working to be prepared in case the province faces a similar, or worse, drought next year. Staff from Environment and Protected Areas, along with Agriculture and Irrigation, are working with water license holders, major water users, and other partners to develop water conservation plans and water sharing agreements. She goes on to say Alberta has already stood up a Drought Command Team Task Force, and has completed the first draft of a drought management plan for the coming year. However, she states, municipal action is also needed. In order to be fully prepared for a severe drought, municipal leaders throughout Alberta will need to take action. Schultz outlines 4 things she is requiring municipalities to do in order to make their own 2024 drought preparations. 1. Initiate efforts to monitor water supply infrastructure proactively, paying particular attention to water intake relative to water levels. 2. Begin a review of the terms of your municipality's water license so you are aware of any conditions that may limit your ability to withdraw water during a drought. 3. Alert municipal water managers to prepare to be engaged with officials from the Drought Command Team, should conditions within your municipal water license need to be triggered. 4. Develop a water shortage plan so your municipality is prepared to respond if water availability decreases. We are asking all water users to start planning now to use less water in 2024. Environment and Protected Area would like to hear from your water management staff on perceived risks of drought in 2024, what impacts it could have on your operations, and how your municipality plans to mitigate risks, she states. Schultz also reminded municipalities that Alberta has come through droughts before, and with proper planning the effects can hopefully be greatly mitigated. Alberta has navigated many droughts before and has a long, proud history of coming together during tough times, she says. I know we can count on our municipal partners to work together in the face of adversity.